Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Veterans Day Monday was marked by an annual observance at Galen Catholic School in Lamars. The observance was highlighted by Virginia Fryermuth and Jerry Dreckman, who presented quilts of valor to two brothers, Stanley and John Kasnick, who served in the Army during the Korean War. There were also essays written by Galen students Brody Jaspers, Blake Langle, and Kaylin Paulson, and recognition of the Legion Auxiliary Poster Contest, Evan Hausman. Third through sixth grade students sang We Will Never Forget, and there was also the reading of the names of veterans on the Galen Catholic Wall of Honor. Afterwards, a reception was held for the veterans in the school cafeteria. Veterans Day in Sioux City included remarks from Woodbury County Deputy Sheriff Zane Swirka, a veteran of 21 years in the military. He told the story of meeting a veteran in a wheelchair at a Vikings game in Minnesota, and how he told the veteran he didn't need to shake his hand for his service, but the veteran said that wasn't the case.
You raised your right hand and took an oath to protect this country, correct? You went overseas, correct? Yes. So what happened to me could have happened to you. So this vet was missing both legs and missing part of his right hand. So seeing that, so it kind of comes surreal to us on the sacrifices that some of us have made and what could have happened to any of us serving this great nation. So
Chiwerka's service included 7.5 years in the Army National Guard, and then he switched to the Air Guard in Sioux City and retired as a master sergeant in 2022. A week of innovation and entrepreneurship events begin this Friday in the Sioux City region as part of Iowa's West Coast Initiative Annual Launch Week. Spokesperson Katrina Pedroza says the first event takes place in Sloan on November the 15th. An interactive workshop will be held next Tuesday, and there's a BizBrew event on November the 20th in Lamars from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Wise Eye Brewing Company.
This is a chance to meet other people, do a little networking. There will be drinks and complimentary appetizers as well. All of our events are open to everybody, to the public.
The culmination event of Launch Week is later in the evening of November the 21st in Lamars at the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor, where four finalists have been selected to present their business idea to judges in a pitch event for a chance to win thousands in cash to help fund their idea.
So the big challenge is a pitch competition that is held and sponsored by economic development organizations in Northwest Iowa. It will begin at 5 o'clock with a little social hour, and then the pitch competition will take place at 6 p.m. The first place winner will receive $5,000, the second place winner will receive $3,000, and the third place winner will receive $2,000.
To find out more about the event, visit iawestcoast.com/launchweek2024. A Lamars woman is arrested by Orange City Police on a burglary and theft charge. Police say 45-year-old Nicole Renee Kirkpatrick was arrested last week. The arrest stemmed from an investigation into a reported burglary that occurred in late October at the Orange City subway. This occurred while the store was closed. Investigators determined that Kirkpatrick, an employee at the sandwich shop, entered the store after hours on a day she was not working. She allegedly stole money from the safe and is also accused of stealing money from the store last week while working there. She was booked into the Sioux County Jail and charged with third-degree burglary and fourth-degree theft. And the Wisconsin-based Jack Link's company, which makes beef jerky, is planning to lay off 91 employees at its distribution facility in Lorenz in northwest Iowa. The company will cut the jobs on January 24th. The company's statement says that a restructuring of its operations resulted in a decision to downsize the facility in Lorenz, and that affected employees will have the opportunity to apply for positions at Jack Link's Underwood facility in southwest Iowa. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.